You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
50-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather, which is very nice again today. So I guess thank you to the Myers Law Group, because it's brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. About 83 today, low of 63 tonight, possible shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, but those possibilities are kind of hit or miss. And then it still should be a pretty nice one for you tomorrow, with temps still in the low, maybe mid-80s, but still a respite from the humidity and what have you. I'm wearing a thin sweatshirt today, because anything that isn't 93 and ungodly, like, height of low country South Carolina humidity feels like pleasant temperatures around these parts. Aaron Rodgers already, you heard a couple of things from him today, one of which was his being bummed out for Will Howard. Howard, of course, lost for what looks like the entirety of the preseason with a broken bone. I think it's a broken thumb. Broken bone, though, in his throwing hand. Won't require surgery as of now, but it is going to cause him to miss multiple weeks and probably wipe out any chance he had to get some preseason reps. So Rodgers sounded off on that. He also opined on why he thinks preseason games aren't real football and don't have a ton of utility for him, and why he also thinks that the well-organized joint practice is something that first teamers at bare minimum can benefit from. So what else do we have for you in Rodgers' replies? This is what the Steelers QB1 had to say about the offense, which seems to finally holding its own more against the defense these last couple of days.
Well, I mean, I think we've been clicking the last 3 or 4 days much better. Our defense, you know, it's obviously we added a lot of pieces to it. Always early in camp with the pads going, the defense seems to have the upper edge. And then the second week, it starts to turn a little bit. So I feel like we've been playing better the last week and a half.
All right, I'll say this, and I'm trying to be somebody that's pretty measured in my commentary about the preseason. I do think it's like a small good sign that the offense, yeah, it got its head caved in for the first week and a half, almost 2 full weeks. But you would hope that when the traditional wisdom is the defense always starts ahead, that the offense starts to claw a little bit of territory back there. That just seems like it should be the natural order of things. And that also seems to be how things are going. Why, even I saw Ray Fittipaldo break down practice yesterday and said in a very anticipated one-on-one rep, Broderick Jones really stuffed Nick Herbig and shut him down, had an impressive rep. So even a guy like that, that has been the focal point for all the wrong reasons of a lot of attention, is maybe, and I say this cautiously, maybe coming around here. A quick reminder, because I forgot to tell you already, that you can listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday, hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 noon, 93.7thefan.com contesting page. More of Rodgers replies. It seems that for all the hand-wringing about Roman Wilson maybe looking really bad and having a rough camp, you wouldn't know it by the way Rodgers is talking about his second-year receiver. And as a matter of fact, This borderline, I think, constitutes glowing praise from Aaron Rodgers about Roman Wilson.
I would say Roman, just like Cal, and really all our guys, they really care about it. You know, I noticed that when they came out out west, just to see their attention to detail and their willingness to learn. So Ro, you know, I just got to get Ro out of his head a little bit, you know, because I think he's such a good kid. He cares so much about whether it's my approval or he's doing it right. And he just got to trust himself because he's so damn talented. You know, the more he can play free and not think out there, the better he's going to play. So the more he can just trust what he's got and then just go out and react, the better he's going to play.
That really did not create, like, when you see stories that, hey, Rodgers kind of spoke very animatedly to Wilson after Wilson ran a bad route. I don't know about anybody else. I know I've covered many training camps. I've opined on many training camps. You still go, ooh, boy, that might be bad. And with Rodgers in the Garrett Wilson history in the Jets, and he just never vibed with a first round pick, who, no disrespect to Roman Wilson, is worlds better than Roman Wilson. I think there was reason to get a little bit antsy about it, but whether it's Rodgers just wanting it to be good vibes only or Rodgers just really believing in the player there, that makes it seem like he's telling him, essentially, relax, dude, you're fine, just go out there and play ball. I will say, just as a sidebar, they had a video of Rodgers and Wilson walking towards the practice fields together, and man, I know that Roman Wilson is an elite athlete, and I know that Rodgers is not small. I think he's like listed at 6'2". He's probably 6'1 and a half. Probably, you know, a little bit taller than me and obviously in way better shape than me. Somewhere between me and Pony, probably on the height chart and way ahead of us on the in-shape chart. Man, is Wilson diminutive, though. If Rodgers is legitimate, let's say Rodgers is 6'2", just for a round number, Wilson looks like he's got to be more like 5'8". Maybe. Like, I know that these guys, when they go to the combine, those are supposed to be the most accurate measurements, and I think he did measure at 5'10". He just either Rodgers got measured wrong or has grown somehow, has had his spine stretched out, or there was a camera trick there. But I kind of had Pony's reaction when Pony saw him on a flight. I see him on this video just side by side with somebody, and you have a height comp you can make. And I went, oh, my God. Like, if he figures it out at the NFL level, that's going to be awesome. But you're going to be holding your breath, I think, on Roman Wilson catches to make sure he doesn't get killed out there. Aaron Rodgers, these are Rodgers' replies. We take the best of Aaron Rodgers, what he said to the media today. Intern Jack dutifully sliced and diced this one. I think a lot of the conversation about Rodgers that doesn't have to do with his wide receivers is centering on how are he and Arthur Smith going to hit it off. You will recall that last year, we heard Russell Wilson talk ad infinitum about, oh, we have to FaceTime our wives. Arthur and I are spending so much time together just crunching tape and just dudes being guys. And I think all of us, particularly when we found out the real story after the fact, we all in the moment kind of like rolled our eyes at it. If you'd like to hear somebody say something very similar to the way Wilson talked about Smith last year, but sound 10 times more authentic, oh, do I have the clip for you.
It's really a relationship with Arthur, you know, to have a guy that we sat yesterday for like 2.5 hours, you know, just talking ball. And it's not all like X's and O's. It's, you know, it's storytelling from time to time, but he's not a rigid guy at all, you know. So anything that ideas that I have or ideas that, you know, some of the receivers are giving to me to give to him, you know, everything is taken into consideration, which I really appreciate. And we're installing it. I mean, the last few days we've installed stuff that I've gone back and looked at from the past, or other guys have had you know, similar ideas, because we have a little open forum in my room. Anytime you want to come in and suggest something or get on the same page about something, let me know, because I'll take it right to Art. But I'm just really enjoying him a lot as a person, and just the way he leads in front of the room, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
I'll say this again. It's been a pretty consistent theme with me talking about Rodgers. One thing I've had to walk way back is this idea that he's kind of a, not diva is not the right word, but not the greatest teammate late in his career. I think that I was dead wrong on that. He comes off incredibly authentic and normal in these interactions when he's talking about a coach. He doesn't come off like a robot who's being programmed with a bunch of ones and zeros in his back. I saw Russell Wilson get quoted today talking about Malik Nabers. And I think it was just something to the effect of, he's one of the best in the world at what he does. And I just read the quote and I was in my head rereading it like, yeah, Malik, he's one of the best in the world at what he does. He goes up and makes plays, man. I love Malik. Yeah, great guy. Like that weird breathless tone Wilson always used to have when he would talk about guys. That weird affect on his voice. Rodgers does come off much more just like, yes, I am a normal person talking about football with other normal people. This is not that noteworthy. Rodgers has pretty much all new receivers, obviously. The Allen Lazard, Randall Cobb reunion, well, especially the Allen Lazard, obviously, reunion has not come into being. They haven't found a coaching job or something for Randall Cobb on the staff. This is Rodgers on his chemistry building efforts with his wide receiving core.
Yeah, I mean, there's conversation, I think, is the most important thing. So talking through every issue. Art's done a nice job of allowing me to take some time in some of the meetings to kind of go through the film with the guys. And they all have position coaches, which is important to get coached up by the position coach. But, you know, as parents, right, sometimes you tell your kid a bunch of stuff and they only get it when somebody else says it, and you're over there like, I've been saying this forever. That's kind of how it is for a position coach sometimes, where they tell them the right thing all the time, but it might not be until they hear it from me or hear it from Art where it actually kicks in. And that's just the nature of life and in our business. So it's good for me to speak up from time to time. And also, you pull them aside in the locker room, pull them aside on the field, and then we've got an open forum in my room or one of their rooms after practice.
All right, that's the second open forum that he has used. The Romans didn't have forums this open. 4chan didn't have forums this open. Man, is that a deep cut. Man, am I aging myself. Something awful didn't have forums this open. I bet our YouTube chat going wild right now with these references. Is he like doing office hours like a professor? I imagine Rodgers being interrupted. He and Metcalf are sitting there on the opposite sides of the room. Like Rodgers probably reading The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Has his glasses on with a little like chain in the back. He's got his readers on. Looks up above the lenses. Roman, you had a question? No. Sit down. No, I've got time. No. Just drinking a glass of the finest brandy. You know, this is my snifter. Just cannot help but laugh at the idea of basically open forum. He hangs a sign on the door, office hours, 7 to 9 p.m. No appointment needed. Last one here. One more. It's on Rod. Well, you know what? No, I think two more here. Really fast. This is Rodgers on the camp workload, since everyone was talking yesterday about how he looked. He looked like he was running. I think Donnie went on in Cleveland this morning and said he looked like he was running in cement and moving on that drill, that mobility drill. This is what he had to say about getting days off and the workload at camp.
I love that one day off. I mean, thank you, Mike, for that one. But we really got 2 days off, if you look at it, because we got rained out that one day and did a walkthrough. So I feel good. You know, I'm not begging for off days, but anytime Mike wants to lighten my load, I won't complain.
I don't actually put any stock into that video. Everybody knows the guy isn't as mobile as he was. It's basically, is he going to be mobile enough in the pocket to move around and not feel like he's got happy feet? And is he going to have the same sizzle and pop on the passes when he lets him go? He's always been a pure arm thrower, never been a step into it guy. I must confess, I'm not that concerned. Last one, Professor Rodgers, one more about answering questions from his teammates. Again, presumably looking over the tops of his readers while he puts down his book.
Yeah, I have. I think that's an important part of it, just letting those guys know that there's no dictatorship here. It's not Art's dictatorship or mine. It's we want to talk about all the issues and all the things you're seeing, and whether it's a text message or coming to my room and having a conversation, like those are invaluable times to get on the same page with the guys, because when I'm out there, I don't want anything to be left unsaid. So I'd rather hit it on the front end, and if then something comes up in practice, hit it on the back end instead of trusting it to get figured out on its own. So it's been a good process for us. Ben is the one that comes in the most. He doesn't even really knock anymore. But that's Ben's personality.
So Skoranek's just in there all the time. Just hanging out. What's up? What's up, Aaron? Just coming in to say what's up. Yeah, cool. No, what are you reading? Anything good? Rodgers, yeah, I'm reading The Art of War. What are you reading? Just a Marvel comic book. That's X-Men Unlimited. Coming up, Aditi Kinkabwala joins us. I actually have... Now, Donnie, I think people know this because Aditi calls Pony out for it. She hates it sometimes when Pony will spring questions on her. I did something I rarely do. Because I think usually the opposite is the best way to get the answers you're hoping to hear, interesting answers out of people. I pre-prepped Aditi with a bunch of very interesting bullet questions here, and she was very excited. She said, now I'll have plenty of time to actually consider these and give you very thought-out answers. So we are going to have a tour de force. We might go Starkey-level rapid fire with Aditi, believe it or not.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not 15 minutes away from Donnie's debrief, his big story in the football world that we haven't yet covered. Right now, though, we take a trip out to the fan hotline. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And that is where we find CBS Sports sideline reporter, our ace when it comes to many things NFL. That is, of course, Aditi Kinkabwala. Hi, Aditi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Pony's off today. He's with his little Stella and Amanda at Idlewild. Were you an Idlewild visitor with your kids?
When Nico was young, yes, we did go to Idlewild a few times, but I don't know that I ever took Kaya there. I apologize for that. I am just trying to get out of Target, and that is not my child. That's all I'll say.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Well, apologies.
No, we have
the goal was to be in the car by the time this started, but of course, traffic.
Now that's all right. I had to cancel an interview with Ken Carmen this morning and have Donnie pinch hit because I was at an event with my friends over at Verizon and didn't know if it would end in time. And Ken was completely skeptical that I was actually at an event at 7:45 in the morning. And I basically told him to pound salt because I couldn't believe that he was doubting me. And then Donnie
didn't
did a
you
fine
tell him
job.
That Ken Carmen is a great time? Did Donnie have a good time? Did he enjoy talking
he
to
did.
Ken?
He did have a good time, actually. They talked about a lot of things. Ken asks every guest the same question, which is, will you be watching Shador Sanders on Friday? And Donnie gave the correct answer, which is yes.
You know what? That reminds me that Ken hit me up about when I could be on the air, and I never answered. I should probably
I
respond
it.
To
yes,
him.
No, ghost him. It's even better if you ghost him. I think that's even funnier.
Yeah. You know what's really the sad part about this is that that game is going to be aired on the NFL Network, but contractually, the NFL Network has to air the home broadcast. So even though Chris Rose, Joe Thomas, and I are the Cleveland Browns broadcast, and we'll be doing a lot more on Shadur and getting way more in-depth on Shadur, NFL Network viewers won't get that broadcast or that information.
Terrible.
Unless they can somehow tap into... I don't know. Is there some way to, like, hack into a local broadcast? Is that a thing?
Back in the good old days, you'd have, like, one of those weird black boxes on top of your TV that your dad got from some guy who has, like, a shady hat that says cable on it but doesn't actually work for the cable company, and I think that's how you would have managed to get that channel.
Not that I'm suggesting people do anything illegal here.
No. I have a bunch of stuff.
But if you have friends in Cleveland, if you have friends in Ohio, tell them to tape our broadcast. That's all I'll say.
What are your thoughts, Aditi? Not so much on the nature of the injury, because we know it's just broken bone in the hand, looks like the thumb on the throwing end for Will Howard, but he's a guy Steelers fans just because of the size, you know, the athleticism, the pedigree coming from the national champions, being so good down the stretch. People here excited to see him. Now he's probably going to miss all three preseason games. What do you think that'll do against him, or how will that work against him from just a developmental standpoint for whatever the Steelers had in mind for him this year and next?
I mean, that's exactly it, right? There was the hope and the expectation that you weren't going to call on him during the season, but it is about development, and this is an optimum time to get development for young players, to get that live action, because otherwise, again, you're hoping that Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and he's not getting live action. And the truth of the matter is that when the season comes, reps generally go down for those that are not the starter, because the starter needs the reps. Now, I mean, some guys are different, of course. We know that Ben Roethlisberger later in his career took a day off once a week. Aaron Rodgers has not been that person. Tom Brady was never that person. So I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is going to suddenly be that person and give Will Howard all those reps. But you would have liked to have seen him get some live action.
The live action part.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Right. I mean, the live action part does get me right into the next thing I wanted to ask you, which was Rodgers. He wasn't like slagging the preseason. He was slagging the preseason, but he wasn't doing it in a dramatic way. It was very matter of fact. He just said that preseason's not real football. He laid out the reasons why. The schemes are pretty bland. The coaches are usually talking to each other, opposing coaches during the week, kind of setting the agenda for the game. He also said he thinks that for first team type of guys, well-run joint practices are actually more useful. So as somebody who has been to many training camps and covered many preseason games and surely some joint practices, very interested, Aditi, to get your take on kind of all of that taken in sum.
100% agree. Because, look, even in preseason games, the ones versus ones are playing so little, if at all. And go to the game that I have this weekend, the Panthers and the Browns. The Panthers ones are going to play one or two series. The Browns ones are not going to play at all. So it's not really necessarily this great matchup. Like Aaron said, it is very, very vanilla. The game operation is more about, okay, are you getting the play call in? For a young quarterback, you're thinking, how is the huddle operation? If they are actually making checks, can they make checks? It's things like that. It's not a joint practice, though, has a ton of energy to it. That's where your ones do go against your ones. That's when guys that have been hungry to actually go up against, bang bodies up against somebody that's not their own teammate, they get to do that. That's where you're seeing essentially a completely different defense, for example. So 100%, my experience in all of these years, 16 years of covering the National Football League, is that, yes, a joint practice is worth way, way more than a preseason game.
Rodgers did say that as long as you don't have fights.
Let me just say one thing. But for, Chris, your starters, those preseason games matter for those guys trying to make the team. For the younger back end of the roster, don't matter what you do on practice, in practice, and what you put on film every single day, what you do in the meeting room, all of those things matter a ton, but it is also an opportunity to come out under the lights and show what you can do. But that's, again, for the back end of the roster, guys.
I was laughing when I read or heard the Rodgers comments about the preseason in general, thinking there is no group of people who likes hearing that more from an upper room Hall of Fame to be guy than NFL owners, who have probably been champing at the bit to get an 18th game added to the schedule and get a second preseason game lopped off from the original four that we were always used to. So that just made me kind of chuckle on the side.
Well, sure, but you need at least a little bit of practice of the operation.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Who have never called plays.
That's why I wanted Will Howard to get in, because he was going to get to do just the very basic stuff in like an Tomlin talks about it all the time, and even though it's like in his hilarious cliche way of doing it, the in-stadium experience, like got to get him in there. That's real to me.
And I agree. So you need some of that for sure. Again, and I'll say it again, with young quarterbacks, and this is what you miss with Will Howard, you'd like to see how they handle the huddle, how quickly
the cadence,
are they getting rid of, right, the cadence, or how quickly are you getting rid of the ball? Because then that means that you know what you're seeing. How accurate are you when you're facing a live rush? All of those things you want to get to see. So, yes, there's a purpose, but I agree with you on that, on the practices.
All right, Aditi.
And I also agree, but I will also say this. I am 100% with J.J. Watt on don't give me practice stats. You have no idea what those quarterbacks are aiming to do in any given, on any given play, in any given way. You know, I was there when they were making such a big deal about Jackson Dart's pick six. Well, you know what? Better that he learns it in a practice, that window isn't as big in the NFL than he learns it in a game.
Sorry,
and it's like people making... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got distracted for a brief second realizing that Pirates starter Andrew Heaney today looks exactly like Adam Crowley from the Fan Morning Show, and now it's kind of wigging me out, and I'm going to have to say something to him about it. Anyway, I do have a bunch of quick hitters for you to end. This would be the West Coast offense of interview questions. Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
Donnie was looking and got the schedule, you and Spiro and Arch, the first 3 weeks of the season, Raiders at Patriots, Panthers at Cardinals, and Texans at Jags. Your home away from home, Jacksonville, of course. We did have a chuckle about that one. So you will be in technically Boston, Foxborough. You're practically closer to Rhode Island at that point, but I'll say greater Boston area. Phoenix and Jacksonville, power rank those three destinations for you, the traveling sideline reporter.
In Jacksonville, we stay right on the ocean, and we always get a balcony room. I always get a balcony room. That's amazing, but it's a connecting flight. Arizona, I have to take a red-eye home, so that's tough. So I have to say Boston, because it's a direct flight and easy travel. At this point in my life, where I rank where to go is generally how easy is the travel and how nice is the hotel.
All right, so I'm going technically Boston, Jacksonville, and Phoenix. Best food in those cities, or of those cities?
Oh.
That was a little curveball. That was a little circle change for me.
You know why? It's hard, because we've eaten at good restaurants in all three places. Spiro is a foodie. Spiro lives in Greece for part of the year. He is very, very serious about his food, so we only eat in fantastic restaurants wherever we go. I think I'd have a hard time pulling right there. Can I say that that's a push?
Yeah, you can go push there, because that one I just sprang on you out of nowhere. But I have another one that I think you'll like. I do. I have one that will go team by team, okay? We know that you have had, there are guys you talk to that are really good in terms of giving you some interesting thoughts, probably some guys who are tougher to talk to. I will go team by team. Your favorite player to talk to on each of these teams that you can think of, guys you've obviously talked to before. Are you ready?
Okay, I hope I have the rosters down, but let's try.
Vegas Raiders.
Max Crosby.
Seems like a complete maniac in a good way.
But he's insightful, he's honest, he's truthful, he's fascinating in so many ways. I respect and admire his approach to the game and his work product. He's helpful. He's helpful. So I like that.
New England Patriots, where apparently Mike Vrabel jumped into a practice scrum and came out of it all bloody today.
Can I say Josh Dobbs?
Yes,
he's
the Pastronaut.
He's a brand new Patriot, and
yes,
I love him.
The Pastronaut.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to get to talk to him. I mean, I'll talk to him on the field, but he is one of the favorites in the entire league.
All right. Houston. I'm sorry, the Carolina Panthers.
Adam Thielen.
He's been around about
savvy veteran,
years.
Also honest. Yeah, he's a grown up. also insightful and helpful.
What a description! He's a grown up. I know exactly what you mean by that, and it's just very funny to hear that characterization. Arizona Cardinals.
You know, I like Kyler. Kyler's hard, but we went pretty far. We did a good job with him last year and got him to open up a bit, and I even got him to laugh. So Kyler gave us some things that he hadn't given anyone. I'll give him some points there. I mean, I, of course, love James Conner, but James Conner doesn't really necessarily say much.
I was going to say, if you had gotten James to open up, and I love James, and I'm happy he's had a ton of success in the league, obviously. If you got James to open up and laugh a bunch in an interview, I would probably nominate you for some sort of media prize because he is tight-lipped, Aditi. Texans.
Oh, he is. I mean, I can't really say Nick Chubb because he is one of my all-time favorites. You know,
you can
who's
go
really
in there
good
on the technicality. But who is good on the Texans?
You know what? Nico Collins. Nico Collins is really, really, really a good guy. Really nice, very helpful. They have a lot of good guys. Singletary's a good guy. Will Anderson is a good guy. CJ I had in his very, very first game. I think that he's insightful, but I'll say Nico Collins.
Last one, the Jacksonville Jags.
You know what? I'm going to say Travis Hunter. I've only talked to him twice at this point, but he also was good and honest, and I just think that by the time I see him, there's going to be a real body of work of him playing both ways, and I'm fascinated by that.
He seems like a very interesting dude.
He is, and he's very smart. You know, he's smart, he cares, and when you catch them early in their career, I think they're not so jaded. They will actually try to help you.
And he likes to fish, which will go over well in Jacksonville. Aditi, thank you for participating in a very Joe Starkey-like game that I just played with you.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for not putting me on the same hotspot that our beloved pony often does.
Get ready, because it'll be right back to that next week. Thank you, Aditi. Talk to you then.
Bye.
All right. I think all those answers pretty standard, although Kyler is an interesting one. Man, he seems like a guy who would be tough to crack as far as getting some interesting takes out of him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time. That music means it's Donnie's Debrief, and it's brought to you by our friends at Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Big Don, take it away.
The Debrief, August 6, 2025. We did get the
I guess, more details on the news of the ESPN acquisition of the NFL Network and the other media assets from the NFL. There's even more to the business side of ESPN from today, but it doesn't all necessarily have to do with football. But just some of the notes that you take away from this, and I actually thought the NFL Network on Twitter had a nice little bulleted list. The ESPN / NFL deal combines America's most popular sporting league and the world's most innovative sports media leader. They will own and operate NFL Network, providing fans with enhanced access to 24/7 coverage of the sport they love. The NFL will continue to own and produce NFL Red Zone and distribute it digitally through NFL Plus. ESPN will now distribute NFL Red Zone on traditional television. NFL Fantasy Football will merge with ESPN Fantasy Football, creating a best-in-class product for fans everywhere. So I think...
Wait, hold on. I'll let you go. Red Zone wasn't already on traditional television, like just on cable? I mean, I used to have it. It was like Channel 835.
Well, so if you recall, they moved it to YouTube TV.
Oh, okay. So I mean, I did jump to YouTube TV, so maybe that's why I just kind of zoned out on it.
Yeah, okay. They used to have it on like DirecTV if you had that, because I mean, that was actually a big reason why when
my parents aren't you talking about Sunday Ticket? No, you're talking about Sunday Ticket versus Red Zone, aren't you? Sunday Ticket jumped. Red Zone's always been, I thought, a cable channel on certain providers. Red Zone being Scott Hansen, obviously, everything like that. I think you're talking about
okay. I mean,
Sunday Ticket.
So maybe it is still on there. Yeah, I always kind of put them both together.
Okay, all right, as you were.
I mean, that's the most interesting point to me, that third one. Of this said that it will go through NFL Plus, and ESPN will now distribute it on traditional television. Now,
it just seems like the end user is going to cost more and more to consume what you want, basically. That you read all that, and I've read all that already, too. I've seen it, then I hear you say it. It just feels like, hey, you need 18 million more subscriptions to watch the thing you want. Like, the idea that streaming was going to destroy cable is completely false. What it's really done is recreated a la carte cable that costs way more money. That's what frustrates me.
What I also wonder here, so the NFL Red Zone through ESPN, that will be available on ESPN's new direct-to-consumer streaming service. But also, based on what I've read about that service, is that if you already have cable or YouTube TV,
you get it already,
that you can just log in and have access to it.
I have YouTube TV, so I should.
But I would be stunned if NFL Red Zone was not an additional cost to us.
That's a good question, because like when I had cable, it was just part of the package that I paid for. Like, so maybe it was it an extra cost? I don't know. I went to a certain level, and I think I wanted to make sure I got it. I'm already out of the promo period for YouTube TV. The idea that you just say, oh, you got to tack on an extra, what, like $3.99 a month during football season? What I mean, that's just, I guess, where this ends for me. You ever go to a hotel and there's the room charge, and then there, if you go to the mini bar, there's the list of like eight other little, like there's just nickels and dimes everywhere. That's...
Oh, they love the nickels and dimes there.
This just feels like them just pulling a nickel, pulling a dime, pulling a quarter over and over and over again, and that's why I hate it. Whenever I believe that for the user, the consumer, you or me or anybody listening to this show or watching this show, our YouTube lunatic fringe, of course, is like Lord of the Flies today. Anytime you've got two giants like the NFL and ESPN coming together like this, to me, the net effect of that is bad. Because now I think there's the other one is, this is not football, but it's that the WWE is now involved with all of this, right? And
yes.
Now they are potentially putting their like library of basically back, you know, what you'd call archival shows, like all the old Raw and SmackDown and pay-per-views, and there's going to be a new bidding war for that. And Peacock's not necessarily going to guarantee keep that. It might be Netflix, because now they put, what, Raw is on Netflix, right?
Yes.
So now if you've had Peacock all these years because you are a WWE diehard, but maybe you didn't get Netflix because you think it's too expensive or whatever, I'm not saying it's extortion, but now it's like, well, you better cancel Peacock and you better go over to Netflix. But what if there's a cancellation fee with Peacock? What if you locked in? You know what I mean? So,
and the thing that kind of sucks about that is that Peacock has a lot of other shows or programming that you may like.
Right. And you then know, do you like them enough to keep paying extra money so you can go all over? Now we've got Steve in the YouTube comments. I pay $15 a month for 4,000 plus channels in every sporting event there is. I think I know what Steve's paying for because I think one of the
little
people...
A secret black box and secret the remote.
Yes, the modern-day equivalent to the illicit black box cable, I think. There may or may not be one or two people that live in the general vicinity of me that have talked about that before. That's all I'll say.
I know a few people who have that special
box. I mean, they're watching, like, Serbian soccer matches and stuff if they want.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to feel any type of way about watching preseason NFL games if we have people out there watching Serbian soccer unless they have a relative on the team.
Did you see, speaking of Serbian athletes in general, Jokic was like had his horse in like a harness race over there, looked more happy that his horse won this harness race than that he had ever won an NBA title. He was like seen crying on the track, hugging the jockey, hugging the horse. It was incredible. It really was. Also, Brent in the YouTube comments, Malzy, does the fan not pay your cable bill so you guys can properly watch games? That seems like an obvious perk. Buddy, maybe to you it seems like that. I would love to run that up the ladder to old Craig Riley and beyond.
Let's put that in the new
CBA. Let's get that one put out there.
This also does say, according to The Athletic, that Red Zone will be available as an add-on purchase.
You know, there you go. So
on the app.
Nickels, dimes, Donnie. What did I tell you? Everybody's got a price. And I don't know. I think, Florio, I don't want to go too far in the weeds on this because I know some of the people listening don't care. If you are a user, a consumer, who does give a crap, like this guy, maybe not in our YouTube comments. I know who he is. I know that he has, like, you think Moral Mulsey's out there? Moral maybe not is the guy you really want to talk to, okay? He's got a strong moral compass. For people who actually care about the league being reported on honestly by ESPN, you should hate this. There is no reason to think that anything reported by ESPN, once this actually gets completed, and it's got to go through a bunch of different regulatory steps to get there, but it seems like it's going to get done. These deals always get done when huge money's involved. Mm-hmm. Very rarely does somebody say, oh, wait, not now. You have no reason to think that ESPN has any interest in actually telling you the full story if it's unflattering for the NFL. Because the NFL now owns 10% of ESPN when this goes through. They'd be like, hell no. Oh, something unsavory got out? No, absolutely not. We don't want that out there. You're not reporting on it.
Yeah, that's why I thought Mike brought up a great point. It will have to be really every other outlet. I mean, fortunately, there are plenty of other places that cover the NFL, but you think of the big-time networks for that, and I still think, even though ESPN has fallen off in recent years, people still go to them.
It's like reflexively, you just type in ESPN.com if you're on your phone or your computer. Oh, I want to see the sports news. And now they're fully in bed, like formally, with the NFL. They are. You can look at them to a degree and say these are one and the same now, these entities. They are.
Yeah. Even,
more than like a broadcast rights deal with the NBA or anything, there's an equity stake now. There's an owner, I should say an ownership stake. So, Jory Rance Taint says, why don't we have all those things paid for, those bills by the station? Craig gambled the money away. Possibly. Utah Valley, baby. Anytime you can bet on obscure Western, Western United States basketball, you've got to take that chance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.